heading to Nashville to play a team that seems like we just played the other day, who jumped out on us early, and it's important that we said this before, that we have a good start against them, because when they come out shooting the ball well and jump out on people, it's hard to catch up just by style of play. So hopefully we can make the adjustments we need to make and start out the right way.
There may not ever be a good time to go to Nashville, but it seems like this year they're struggling at home a little bit. Does it seem like a little more opportunity than usual?
It's one of the toughest places to play in our league, just the way the court is, and they have a good home court advantage, and when their students are tied into it, so we're going to have to play well. I guess Nashville, that song was just for you. They said there's no good time to go to Nashville, so somebody wanted to bring out some country on you.
So, Zach Brown Band for your background music, coach.
It's not bad. It could be a lot worse.
That's true.
What kind of matchup problems do they present?
They put five guys around the three-point line, and we have a traditional four in Robert Williams, which is I'm glad we have him, and we have Tyler. And they did a good job of limiting those guys by double-teaming them every time and making our perimeter guys beat them. And then they were a tough matchup for us to go out on the floor and guard them at the three-point line. And I think we'll be more ready to defend them. Offensively, we're going to have some other guys step up and score when they do double-team.
I know with their bigs, too, had a good showing here at Reed, Corton especially.
Yeah. They're a good team. They start two seniors and three juniors, and then they're bringing Matthew Fisher Davis off the bench now, a good six man who's leading them in scoring, and he's an upperclassman. So we got to get better. I thought we got better against Florida, but then again, we had too many turnovers, and we have to be so efficient because we're so limited at times on the perimeter that that's how we're going to have to be really solid against Vandy.
You made a run against them using the press a little bit here.
Yeah.
And I know it was late. Drastic times, but could you do that a little more sporadically, during the game maybe?
You
don't like to run it all the
time. I don't like to do it as much, even on the road. We'll use it because I think we can create some turnovers against it, maybe some easy baskets, especially if we struggle scoring. But when Florida pressed them, they cut Florida. When Arkansas pressed them, they went to Arkansas and won by 20, so they got really good guards, and the LeChance kid is an experienced point guard, and they're a hard team to press on a consistent basis.
So did it kind of surprise you how well the success you had against them when you did do it here last
year? Well, it's one thing to be down 20 and to press a team, and they're not really trying to score at the end, and so they were a little hesitant, especially at home, and then try to press a really – veteran perimeter team at their place, so I hope we don't have to press a whole lot. So
when you were recruiting Tony to come here, what was the process in terms of getting him? I know he was in Houston, but getting him from Columbia.
Yeah, that seems like it was 10 years ago. But my first year here, we started recruiting him, and he was here at the time trying to find a school, and we were trying to get transcripts on him, and it just seemed like it took us a couple of years to get all that in place. But we knew, I was watching him when John Calipari was watching him, Dane Altman, Thad Mata. He was talented, and everybody thought he had a chance to be a good player.
What is his relationship? Is he one from Columbia as well as one from last year?
Yeah.
What is their relationship like?
Well, they were like brothers back home, so... with Juan being here at Second Baptist already, that was a big feather in our cap because he wanted to come to A&M, and academically he just got his degree in engineering, and he's in grad school, so they're close, and that was a big part of us recruiting.
Does it help just both of them? They're here, they're French.
Oh, no question, because Tony didn't know English when I first talked to him. So, and we fought like heck to get him in school here, and ran into some hurdles, unfortunately, because he could have went anywhere in the country and got into school. But fortunately, he was patient with us and didn't leave and go to LSU or go to some other places that he had opportunities to, because he wanted to be an Aggie.
Goals changed here in the last few games.
What's that?
Goals, have they changed at all?
We're trying to get better and win games. And again, if we can win all the rest of our games, we're going to the NCAA tournament. And that's a lot of games, you know. So we got those games plus the tournament. And I just want to see us get better, you know, because we've got basically everybody back with this group. And we've got some really good players coming in. And we're excited about the future where we're at.
Getting better, though, now, does that also include us seeing maybe a couple of other guys we don't see as often, or is it still kind of a rotation?
We're gonna try to play Chase Carlton if we can. I give him a chance and see how that goes. And we're thin, but there's a possibility some other guys will play.
Coach, do you think DJ's all the way back from that foot injury?
You know, we're still trying to figure that out. We're assessing that right now to find out, to be totally truthful with you at this point. So we'll see.